AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden has signed executive orders to undo some of the immigration policies of the previous administration and vows to reunite children who were detained with their parents.
The grace of God and the goodwill of the neighbors will reunite these children and reestablish our reputation as being a haven for people in need.
The president today also told Democrats in a private call the Senate proposal to lower his COVID recovery package is too stingy. In Sunrise, Florida, a tragedy for the FBI as two agents were killed. They had moved in on a suspect in a child exploitation case.
Five agents were struck by gunfire, resulting in the deaths of two agents, with the other three agents sustaining wounds of varying severity.
Special Agent in Charge George Pirro says the suspect is also dead. A suspect is being held in connection with the killings of six people at a home in Muskogee, Oklahoma today. Police spokeswoman Lynn Hamlin.
Four small children had been shot and one adult male. There was another female that was taken to the hospital with another small child.
That child later died. There's no motive given. They're digging out from plenty of snow in northern New Jersey, 30 inches in some areas. Now it's turned to sleet in parts of New Hampshire and Maine. Three backcountry skiers are missing after an avalanche near Silverton, Colorado. Four others have been rescued. Jeff Bezos is stepping down as Amazon CEO. He'll retain the executive chairmanship, though, of the online giant. A big day on Wall Street. The Dow was up 475 points. That's a 1.5% gain. This is AP News. Public health officials in California and other states are reporting there are drops in coronavirus cases.
The speed of vaccinations is picking up. A Boston College expert, Dr. Philip Landrigan, says vaccines are a factor in the sharp drop in cases, but they're not the primary cause. What is? He says the crisis has become more and more depoliticized, to use his word. More and more people are coming to grips with the threat, he says, and how they can help slow the spread of the virus. The virus has now killed almost 444,000 people in this country, more than 2 million around the world. I'm Rita Foley.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has intensified a battle with Facebook, Twitter, and Silicon Valley, announcing new proposals aimed at reining in social media platforms that he accuses of squelching the free speech of conservatives. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.